Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Sean Nealon, who's the team lead with Nealon Home Loan at Real Brokerage. Sean, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me. Stoked to be here today.
You are welcome. Looking forward to talking with you, learning from you, and I always love to start off with what's your story? You know, everyone wants to hear a story. You know, how did you get into the real estate industry to begin with?
Yeah. So to begin with, I actually came from a background or a previous career, I should say, that funneled really well into real estate. I was a credit repair guy for like 6 or 7 years. And yeah, so I worked with a lot of real estate agents. I worked with a lot of mortgage lenders. And when I decided that I was done slamming my head against the wall consistently, working with people with just awful credit, I thought it was a really nice transition into the real estate world. So jumped right in. I ended up getting licensed here in Colorado in January of 2017. And since then, it's been kind of a fun ride. So my first year did really well, closed 17 transactions. Actually, at the end of that first year, what nobody really saw is that I was going through kind of a lot of crap on the personal side of things. I was a alcoholic. I was a drug addict. And very steadily heading downhill. So at that point, I made a complete pivot in my career. I literally cut out every single person from my life that wasn't like shooting me towards the direction that I was looking to go, which was to the top. So about 2 people got completely cut out of my life. And that was family members. It was a lot of friends. It was a lot of business associates. Basically, I created a business around that party atmosphere that I needed to get away with. So starting like year two, I really just took on a completely different business model, started from the ground up, and built over the next couple of years a pretty large team at a pretty major brokerage here in town. We did over $100 million in transactions in 2021. That was spread across 12 producing agents, 160 plus transactions, and we did it all without buying a single lead. Kind of fast forward to today, I left that team about 9 months ago, left that brokerage and started new at the Real Brokerage, which is where I'm at now, building Nealon Home Team from the ground up and building something completely different, completely new, incredible culture, and just looking to grow in a completely different direction. So
that's awesome. You know, I think it's really neat that you go. In fact, as I said the word awesome, it reminded me of an interview I did with a New York Times bestselling author of several years ago. And it's just, it stuck with me so well. His quote was, be flawsome. Have your flaws, but be awesome in spite of it or because of it or along with it. You know, we all have flaws, but yet we can then learn to be awesome in that. So I think that is so neat that you go, look, here's where I came from. Here's where I'm going. And I've figured out the path. Come and follow me.
Absolutely. And if you can't learn from your past mistakes, then they truly are mistakes, right? Like everything's a learning experience. So having that mindset, it actually, I looked forward towards failing and having those flaws, because then I can identify how to be better in the future. So thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. So what were some of the things that you, when you now started with the Real Brokerage, what were some of the non-negotiables that you said, you know what, I used to do this, and this in my business. No longer, I'm starting fresh with that. What's that new direction?
Yeah. So the new direction for me is really building agents up. So one thing I love about where I'm at now is it allows me to build my business the way I want it to be. And it allows every agent to kind of do the exact same thing. But from a structure standpoint, I'm able to scale my business in a way that I couldn't at any other brokerage. You know, I was doing really great at my previous company. My team was flourishing. We were doing a lot of business. We had a lot of really great agents, but it really hamstrung me as far as, you know, what I saw my future being. So one thing that, you know, a lot of people don't know about me, and I say that facetiously, if you've known me for more than a week, you probably know this. Doing transactions isn't really my thing. right? Like I'm good at it. I do a lot of them. It's what pays the bills, but it's not what gets me out of bed in the morning. So what gets me out of bed and what really fires me up is helping agents get what they want. Okay. I feel like I've been in a position where I've been super blessed in this life. Like I was, you know, completely at my rock bottom. And I feel like I was given a second start. I worked with a lot of mentors and a lot of coaches to learn all the skills that I had to build a business that really helps me thrive in life. And I want to give back to other agents. So jumping over to the Real Brokerage and starting a new team from the ground up, number one, non-negotiable was culture.
Yeah.
So I get to build this the way I wanted to. I had a business partner on my other team and we still get along really great. We didn't have like a bad breakup or anything. We just weren't going in the same direction, right? Like we had a team that was kicking ass by any metric that you want to, that you want to measure it by. I wanted something different. He liked where we were at. I thought the best way to do it would be to jump ship and start something new, new agents, new culture, new atmosphere, everything fresh. And that's kind of the path that I've been on for the last 9 months. I will say I haven't replaced what I built over there. It took 4 years to build that, but I'm well on my way and I'm extremely confident that with the tools that this brokerage gives me and my agents, that we will surpass that very soon. And really the sky is the limit.
It sounds like it's almost like muscle memory in the sense that if you were in the gym working out and your max bench press was X, and then you took a couple months off for whatever reason and your max bench press dropped, you would be able to get right back up to that initial max bench press quicker than it took you to get there in the first place because you've been there before. So same here. You built the team. It was thriving. Now you've formulated some of your culture and your requirements that you require of yourself and your team, and you'll get right on back up there and then surpass it because you know the path forward.
Well, that's what it is. It's like I've already made a lot of the mistakes, right? And I'm not going to say that I'm not going to make mistakes moving forward because I definitely will.
Just not the same ones.
Exactly. I've learned from those and it puts me in a better position to get to where I got, right? Like it took a lot of trial and error. Man, we made some expensive mistakes till we found out what like our value proposition was, right? Like we tried to buy leads and it wasn't our, like Jaden and I had never done leads. So how are we supposed to run a team of agents buying leads when we've never ran leads, right? We've always been in space. So once we kind of figured out, okay, this is what we're really good at. Here's the value proposition that we add, then you can grow from there, right? So I think I've kind of figured that out along the way, what my value is that I can bring to a team, that I can bring to a team of agents where I can really help them grow. And you run with it, you stick with it.
And so then what when you say culture of coaching, what are some of those things? What does that look like when some maybe there's an agent listening going, well, hey, what is the Neyland home team at Real Brokerage all about? And when I step in, what's a day in the life of going to look like and feel like?
Yeah. So it's collaboration and it's accountability, right? And collaboration from a level that we're all on the same team, right? I think in real estate, you can get caught in the trap that everybody's against you because everybody that holds a license is technically your competition, right? But we've found, however, working together makes us more powerful. Like there's so many opportunities out there. There's such an abundance of business. And once you realize that and have that mindset, you can work together collaboratively with other agents and actually expand the amount of opportunities that come your way. So we work together as a group several days out of every week. We plan events together and we do it in order to provide an exceptional value to the people who are in our sphere of influence. So some of the things that you get over here is every single Monday morning, we hold an accountability call. All right. We go over what our quarterly goals are. All right. And we're very specific about exactly what we're trying to achieve for the quarter. But then we go through, we break it down into bite-sized actions, right? Like a quarterly or a yearly or a five-year goal is amazing. But if you don't have the blueprint to get there and you're not doing those daily actions that create the momentum, that get that ball rolling, then a goal is just something you've written down, right? There's no action plan towards it. So what we'll do is we'll go through weekly goals that we're working to achieve that are propelling us towards our quarterly goal.
Yeah.
And we go, so at the end of each week, it's okay. Do we hit all of our goals? And oftentimes we don't, right? Like something came up. We're real estate agents. Like stuff happens, right? That throw us off of our prospecting plan or our marketing plans. But what we do is we go over and talk through accountability, right? So accountability is where we help each other and provide each other a vulnerable space. So when we don't necessarily hit all of those metrics that we're trying to hit, we go through as a team, offer a little bit of grace, a little bit of encouragement, but get to the bottom of it. Okay, well, what happened that prevented you from hitting this goal? Number one, did you set something that was unrealistic? And oftentimes it is, like, you know, on Monday morning, I think I can, you know, conquer the world in 5 days. But in reality, I've got kids, I've got events that are happening, I've got a bunch of agents that have deals going under contract that we have to, you know, go through. So stuff comes up that might throw you off your plan a little bit. So sometimes it's just readjusting and making things a little bit more realistic. And sometimes it's just a complete reassessment. Or maybe we just didn't dedicate the time that we needed to, and that's okay as well. But we think accountability is providing a space for agents to be vulnerable, and then we work together to get you back to a spot where you can thrive.
So what would happen if you set a metric and you're doing these accountabilities and you discover that someone on your team has not hit that certain metric? And what do you do? I mean, I know we're, you know, like, for instance, some people would say, well, we crack the whip until they do it. Or some people would say we come alongside them. But I know there's probably like a hybrid mix between those two vast variables. So what is your approach to when people haven't hit that metric, but yet you know that they can do it?
Yeah. So I think with that, it's on a per individual agent basis, yeah. Right? Like Steven, he came from... He's like one of our top agents, right? He's a younger guy. I think he's 26, 27 years old, comes from a sports background, right? So he's been coached really hard by high level coaches his entire life. I can come down and crack the whip on Steven, right? And treat him more like an athlete would be treated. Yeah. Where I've got other agents on my team who don't quite respond to that. So I think it's kind of figuring out who's in front of you, figuring out their personality style, figuring out what makes them click. Do they respond more to the carrot or the stick, right? And the stick is like, hey, you didn't hit this. Like, this is your punishment for not hitting this, right? Or, hey, you did hit this metric. Why don't we come up with a way to celebrate that so that we can motivate you to hit that next one? So it's not like the team structure where, hey, you have to make X amount of calls. If you don't make X amount of calls, you're in the doghouse, or we're shutting off your leads, or we're not going to provide you with that. It's definitely not like that. At the end of the day, we're all running individual businesses, right? But what I want to do is make sure I encourage an environment that gets that agent to where they want their business to be. When I was producing at a super high level, I wanted to close 100 transactions a year. I understand that most agents don't want to do that. Some of them are going to thrive and absolutely have an incredible life balance, work-life balance, closing 15 transactions a year. So yeah. It's my job to get them to where they want to be in their career, right? So having metrics and requirements around that, it's not really my style. Basically, we're going to create metrics around what your goals are and how we can help you get where you want your business to be.
And that takes knowing the team, like you said about the athletic focused team member that you could just really, you know, push that harder. But yet if you had someone that was a stay-at-home mom, you're not going to do the same thing with that type of team member. So that's huge. And it makes me think too of when you set goals, you want to set goals that pull you toward them, not push you. Because when people feel pushed, they feel like they shut down and they tense up. But when you have that why and that really big motivation behind that goal, you're drawn toward it and you want to, you know, you can't wait to go work toward it and hit that metric to get closer to that.
Yeah. And that's where it takes time, like getting to know your team, spend time with them, sitting with them, figuring out what makes them click, like what's important to you. What are your hobbies? What does your family life look like? Where can I help free up some time for you so you can enjoy, you know, time with your family a little bit more, or whatever's important to you, right? It's not all about work. It's about life balance as well.
100%. So talk a little bit about the type of tools and technology that you provide your team members to help them achieve success.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think makes us unique is I'm coached at a very high level, right? I can't coach agents. I can't mentor agents unless I'm being mentored. I truly believe that. So since day one in the industry, I've had a mentor or a coach, and I've gone through a couple different programs and just different areas of my life, right? Where I'm being mentored and coached. I think one of the most unique things that sets us apart is every single week we do an agent interview with a top producer. We live stream it, and we also put it on our podcast page, our YouTube page, but it's called Prospecting from the Ground Up. So my philosophy is a lot of agents spend time on the wrong things, right? Mm. So growing two different teams now for the last 4.5 years, I've dealt with agents and come across agents in all different areas of their business. We've got some that are just starting out. We've got some that are, you know, rising stars, couple million in production per year. And they're at the cusp of either, you know, taking off and becoming superstars, or they're going to fizzle out. I've also dealt with agents who are 10 million plus in production and just need a little help with systems. But I think the best thing is giving them opportunities to learn how to generate new business and then applying what they can. So every week we interview top agents from around the country and take all of the tools and all of the things that they're doing in their business. And we give it to our agents. We implement it into our systems here as a team, and also make it available for other agents, whether they're aligned with us or not, to benefit from as well. So we do that on a public platform. And then we also have just a bunch of amazing systems here on our team. So you've heard the saying, like, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can give agents all the tools you can in the world, but getting them to use, it's a different thing. So our system is designed, like, once you're plugged in, we've got a system to where we try to automate as much as we possibly can for you. So the way that I see it is, like, I'm the team lead, and very candidly, I take a cut off of every transaction that comes in. Right? It's to pay for my time and all the systems that we set up. And I have no shame in doing that because we're providing a really awesome system for agents. But at the same time, I have a vested interest in all of my agents being as successful as possible. So what we try to do is create these systems that will generate more leads, more prospects, more referrals, more warm interactions with people who are ready to buy and sell, by utilizing a database, by utilizing strategically a lot of events, by doing a lot of pop buys and mailers, and just always staying in front of our clients and our database in a tasteful way. So we've found a really awesome way through our CRM systems and through the use of our admins to automate most of the touches that an agent has, so they can literally just go focus on selling, on being face to face with people, on generating revenue for themselves, while we work on getting them more warm referrals in the background.
Revenue through relationships.
100%.
Yeah.
All about, it's easier to work with somebody who knows you, likes you, and trusts you, right? So if we can set up more of those interactions for our agents and they get a couple extra transactions per year because of our automation, that's a huge win in our eyes.
And so me hearing that, here would one observation / question be, what do you do to make the message clear to your team that you cannot sit back and rely on that automation to spoon feed you every single thing you ever need, but to use it like you described it, which is to enhance the work and the relationships and the face-to-face meetings and the lunches? Because I think there's some people in today's world of technology, they're like, cool, technology's working for me, let me just sit back and wait for it to come to my lap.
Well, we always let them know, like, hey, this is supplemental, right? Like,
yeah,
it's going to generate more opportunities because we're always in front of them, but you have to capitalize on that. Like, we throw events, we're going to invite your clients or your past clients to our events through our automated systems, but it's going to be so much more powerful when you pick up the phone and personally invite somebody, right? So our weekly coaching flow, I mean, like I said, we're together 4 days a week. We've got two Zooms every week and then two in-persons every week. And that's where we're hammering this home. Like, action takes precedence. And that's where our Monday calls are pivotal, because all of the goals we set are prospect-related goals towards hitting our quarterly goals. So every single Monday, whether you like it or not, we're going to be assigning different things that you're doing that are designed to generate more at-bats for you in front of people. Mm-hmm. And most of the agents just love the culture, right? Like, if you're plugged in and you enjoy the culture, you're going to do the things. If you're not, then you're probably not going to last on the team that long. And that's okay, because we're not a fit for everybody. But the agents that want a good collaborative atmosphere, that want to get outside of their comfort zone, I can't stress that enough. A lot of the stuff we do is designed to get agents out of their comfort zone, because that's where the true growth happens, both in your personal life and in your business. And they're just agents who want to be a part of a really collaborative atmosphere, super coachable. They want to be, they're A players, right? They're willing to help other people. Like, those are the types of agents that fit really well into our system.
That's awesome. You know, and I really think that if you have the desire to succeed and you're being told we have the path forward, the blueprint, success leaves clues. We have forged the way. Follow the process, and I'm going to be here, like, you know, megaphone in hand, shouting along the way, going, come on, you can do it. And I'm here right here with you. Well, that's an attractive proposition, because you're not out there going, like in the old days, you've heard this statement before. Welcome to the team. Here's the yellow pages or the phone book. Get calling. Well, now what? But you've got someone that is there going, been there, done that. I can show you the way. Let me help you with some great positive motivation and accountability. That's a great culture to have.
Yeah, when you're around other people who are using a system that works, it's contagious.
Yes.
So having the buy-in from the other agents, the senior agents, it's huge, especially as a new agent. Like, we're getting people that are coming in that are, you know, they come from a previous team where they were promised mentorship and accountability, and they were promised coaching. But then what they got was a watered down version of contract review. You know what I'm saying? So actually having agents that are talking about the things that we're doing and how they've seen success, and how that ultimately at the end of the day, we all come to work because we want to make a living. We want to bring home some money, right? So when you have other agents talking about, hey, we've implemented this, here's how many transactions we've received as a part of this, you get that buy-in from your senior agents, and it just spreads like wildfire throughout the team.
Yeah. Positive reinforcement, positive motivation. Well, I just think that is so spectacular. Sean, it's been great chatting with you about this. If someone is interested in learning more and reaching out and connecting with you, what's the best way they can do that?
I think there's two ways. The number one, follow me on Instagram. You'll see a lot of what we do. We post, we're very public about our team stuff, about the events we're throwing, about all the interviews that we're doing with other top agents. So you can find me at @real_Neelan_Sean, or shoot me a phone call or text 720-384-8563. Happy to connect either way.
Awesome. Sean, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Mike, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And yeah, good luck with all those interviews out there, my friend. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.